Welcome to the Spin Axis Podcast. I'm Eric Barzeski.
I'm Jason Nickel.
I'm Tyson Deskins.
In this episode, we're going to talk about putter alignment, both at setup and during the putting stroke and the impact. After impact, I don't care about your putter alignment. I don't think you guys do either.
No. Nope. It's over.
Nope.
Right. It's over. So aim is admittedly down on the list of important things, right? Speed control, green reading, probably the first two most important things that you can do.
Absolutely.
Aim is down on the list. But if you can't aim, it's not down on the list for you. If you can't aim your putter or hit it on your intended line, it's still one of the three things that good putters do, right? They read greens, they control their speed, and they hit it on the line they intend to hit it on. So it's still important. Let's start it off. What's important about it? How do we aim our putters?
I think one of the cool things about putting, right, and, you know, having David Orr on a couple of episodes ago is, you know, players will aim a little bit right or aim a little bit left. I think we all sort of probably have a bias on how we aim and then adjust our stroke based on what that bias is. I think hopefully we're not that far off. And I think that's what good putters do, is that they're not 15 degrees offline aiming their putter.
Yeah, I've heard it said if you have good aim, or sorry, if you have bad aim, you don't want a good putting stroke.
Sure.
Yeah. You know what? When I learned how to teach people shooting in the military, one of the things that I talked about often was if you get a farm kid that comes and he's lying all crooked and he's got terrible marksmanship principles, but he hits the target every single time, you just go, great job, Johnny. Keep doing what you're doing. However, if you've got, you know, Mr. Johnson lying here all messed up, aimed all crookedly, you know, breathing improperly, and he can't hit the target, that's where it's like, all right, let's set it up for you. Let's get you properly aligned and then going from there to find out how to hit the target.
Yeah. So I used to fit Adele putters and it was eye-opening to me how just changing things a little bit could change where you see straight or where you see the putter aligned at. And the idea behind that was various parts of the putter would distract your eye or draw your eye to it. A lot of people think lines on a putter are needed to align the putter, but there are lots of lines on a putter. There's the leading edge. There's the back line of the top edge, right? Even a mallet has that part. And there are lots of things that we can align. We're decent at lining things parallel or perpendicular as human beings. So the leading edge can be an alignment aid. I once had a guy who had basically, it was an Odyssey, but it was like an Answer style, just a blade putter, and it had a line on it. And every time from 8 feet, so basically 16 feet of laser travel, it would reflect about 10 inches right of the hole every time with a line on this like Answer style blade putter. When I changed it to a dot, it became about 2 inches outside the hole.
Yeah.
When I took the dot away, he put it in the middle of the hole every time. So just changing that aligned allowed him to see straight where straight actually was. Without changing a setup, without doing whatever, David Adele would tell us when he was still involved that unless you suffer some kind of injury or something like that to, you know, your eyes or your brain or something like that, generally where you see straight is where you see straight forever, unless you completely change your setup to move your eyes and stuff around. So I'm a big fan of finding a putter that you can aim, because I think there are different things that you aim some putters left, you aim some putters right. It's a little bit different for everyone. There's some general guidelines, but it's like 2/3 of people follow them. What do you guys think of that?
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think to your point of what you said just a little bit ago, if you can't aim relatively even close to your target and you improve your stroke, you don't make more putts, you miss more because you're now starting your ball on that terrible aim.
Yeah.
I don't remember who it was. I don't know. You might, Eric, but I remember there was a time when they talked about even changing the color of the line and how that could affect how people see where it aims.
Yeah, it can change stuff a lot.
Right. Just changing it from red to blue or whatever. White to
Adele
red.
Adele offered different finishes, and I would say just get silver. That's what you're fit with. Like, it's simplest. Don't get silver with black lines. Just do that.
This, the way our eyes are on our head, on the side of our head, and the way that we're looking down the line, just we all see it differently.
Yep.
Yeah. I was able to get fit at the Scotty Cammon gallery just like a couple of days ago. And it was really cool to get there and, you know, just get into your setup. All right. Do you see straight? Here's your line. Like, where do you feel like this ball's starting? You roll a couple putts and he's like, okay, setup looks pretty good. You know, there's a couple little tweaks we made in there and I'm still working obviously on a couple of things, but he's like, all right, try this putter. And I'm like, okay. He's like, does that look more straight? Yeah, actually it does. He's like, okay, that's 2 degrees more flat than your putter is. I'm like, okay, awesome, right? So he's like, okay, so we can either, you could go into this putter, or if you want, I mean, I could just bend your putter down and we could see if that helps with alignment. And so you bend it down, set it down. I'm like, yep, that looks better. So what Eric said, making sure that you get fit into a putter that is comfortable to how you see the, you know, your start line is important, right? You should never feel uncomfortable over top of the putt. There's nothing worse than the anyways shot.
Yeah.
You know, you line up. Oh, well, this doesn't look like where I had it aimed. Ah, I'll just hit it anyways. I'll just push it a little bit more. Right away, right? Like, just get into a good spot that you trust where you're starting that ball to roll over.
Yep.
Yeah, there's gonna be a reaction to that, right? You're gonna adjust something in your stroke as you do that.
So you even hear about tour players switching putters and like putting really well for a while. Even with them, what's often happening is, let's say they push a lot of putts for a while, they get a putter that they accidentally aim a little to the left, have their push stroke, and the ball goes in the hole for a while. But then stuff tends to change a little bit. And I think we've talked about how putting setup is very important. Sasha talked about it on, Dr. Sasha McKenzie talked about it on some of his recent podcasts where he's talked about the heads up putting and stuff. We won't get into that, but he talked about how changing your setup affects how you aim quite a bit. And I've found it's a lot of where your eyes are. If your eyes get too far over or outside the ball, almost no good putters have their eyes outside the ball. Very few have them over the ball. Most are inside and generally slightly behind the ball a little bit, because the ball's forward in your stance just a smidgen. If you get your eyes outside or even over the ball, oftentimes straight looks left.
Absolutely.
And so then you're either confused, or it looks like, oh, this is going to go left, I better push it. And then you push it and you can't figure out why you're pushing it, because everything looks like it should go left. And then you go down a rabbit hole of trying to fix your stroke, and it's a mess, right? Just because you might just literally need to back your eyes up 2 inches.
Well, and to your point, Eric, like, I always would see straighter when I stood up taller, and that obviously then made my eyes move further inside the ball. But I could, so I would almost stand up straight to aim my putter, because I knew I could aim it properly and then sort of get into my setup. I always thought that there's something wrong. Like, I shouldn't see it that way. That's just how I see it, right?
Yeah. I mean, look at some of the old greats. Like, they're just like super crunched over, super like crooked. And whatever gets the ball in the hole, I don't understand why we sort of went away from finding what one student putts the best with, right? And
yeah,
you need to find that. I can't remember what, I think they call Dr. Greg Rose, I think they called it the monkey dance. Could be wrong on that. Don't quote me on that one. But it's like, get over top of the golf ball, line up three balls that you know are like dead in line, the middle of the hole, then stand over top of it, right? Look down it. Does it look like those balls are in a line? If they don't, start wiggling around, like tilt your head, tilt your neck, you know, tilt your chin. Right.
Find your setup position where it looks straight when it's straight.
Yeah. And then just, you know, take a picture of it. Videotape yourself from down the line, right? What does that look like?
Yep.
You know, and then you're going to have a good reference of like, okay, I need to be roughly in the same position. And that is what gives me what looks like straight to me. And then you can then start rolling the ball, you know, end over end at that target with the proper amount of speed. And then hopefully you're good at green reading.
Yeah. So a lot of times in my studio, I'll put a laser down that obviously we know is aiming at the middle of the hole, and I'll have them set up to a ball, and I just got like these little garage sale stickers. I'll put 5 or 6 of them on the laser line, right? Then I'll turn the laser off and say, all right, set up to that. Do those dots look like they're straight? No one ever says yes. Everyone ever either says a little bit right, or it's a little bit left. And I'll do the same, like, all right, well, move until it looks straight for you. And then I'll video it. And it's like, all right, this is where you need to be.
So they straddle it behind the line. They're like, here, it looks straight to me. You're like, right? Well, that's illegal. You can't do that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. There's no straddling the line.
Listen, I think that's a good point, though, Eric. I mean, it's, you know, and again, David Orr said it, like, yes, rolling a putt might be the easiest thing that you can do from a athletic perspective, but it's also the most precise thing, you know, and it is, we're trying to be as precise as we can. And so I think sometimes we can almost overdo it, right? We're trying to see it so hard that we then just overdo it.
I think we overcomplicate putting a lot.
Yeah.
I tell people it's just rolling a ball.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, and I've had people, I had a guy today and he said, are you going to talk about me on your podcast? Well, here you go. I'm talking about you on the podcast, but not in the way you thought I would. So there, it's something totally different. I had him aim like his feet like 45 degrees to the left and just take the putter in his right hand and just roll the ball into the hole. And he made it. And I was like, from like 10 or 12 feet.
Yeah.
I was like, look, that's not how you would ever tell anyone to set up. But at the end of the day, you're just rolling a ball in that direction, hopefully with decent speed.
Yep.
That's it. Like, let's not overcomplicate it. Things don't need to be perfect for you to make putts. I've made a lot of putts where I took it back a little outside and looped it back in. But I know I can still hit it the right distance on about the right line. And I know you can read it well. So you don't have to make a perfect stroke to do all these things. You can still be athletic. You could take it back a little open and then slam it shut a little bit. Tiger Woods aims 3 or 4 degrees right. And what do you work on all the time? Releasing the toe. Well, he had to because he had to pull every putt from where he was aiming.
Yeah, wasn't Brad Paxton like that too?
Yeah, a lot of good putters were. Lauren Roberts aimed to the right and pulled every putt to within about a few tenths of a degree every time. But he aimed right about the same amount every time as well. So you don't need a perfect stroke or perfect alignment, but it does make things simpler.
Yeah.
This episode is presented by Swing Coach, golf's most advanced AI training app and the fastest growing golf app on the planet. Simply set up your phone and swing. Swing Coach instantly analyzes your motion and gives you clear, voice-based feedback on the key fundamentals, swing plane, hand path, early extension, and more. No sensors, no waiting, just precise, tour-level insight after every swing. Practice with a purpose. Train like the best. Swing Coach, it's like having a world-class instructor in your pocket. Download the app today and experience the future of golf coaching. Use the link in the show notes and you get 2 weeks for free.
Do you see, I see a lot of people that have, they almost grip their putter like they would grip a 7-iron, you know, or, you know, the lead hand is super strong, you know, and it's like, well, our grip, let's just neutralize the grip. Let's make the grip a little simpler. Maybe that makes it easier for you to aim that putter a little bit more consistently.
When I first started putting, I putted interlocking. I putted the same way I gripped my 7-iron.
I think it's common.
It wasn't super strong or anything like that. Your hands, where they go on the putter, affect things a lot. Like if your right hand, if your trail hand is too much on top, you will tend to take it outside because that's the way your wrist folds.
Yep.
If it's too underneath, you will tend to pull it back inside, which doesn't necessarily affect the face angle, except if your path is way to the right, you're going to have to learn to like shut the face because the path tends to go to the right and make the face go to the right or vice versa.
Yep.
So if the path gets way out of whack, but you could also be Billy Mayfair, who had the big loop and, you know, still managed to make a lot of putts and was, you know, an ATM for a while on tour.
No doubt. He did it the same way every time, right?
Yeah. Now, tour pros have a lot of time to practice, and it's their job. So if you're Tiger Woods and you aim 4 degrees right and you hit 250 putts a day just trying to release a toe, sure, that's one thing. Maybe an amateur shouldn't aim 4 degrees to the right, because they don't have that timing down because they don't practice.
We're not telling you to aim 4 degrees to the right.
No, we're not.
Well,
so what are some ways that you can, so get fit for a putter that you can aim. Check your putter to see whether you aim it well. You could do it with a laser. You can do it just by having someone stand behind it, although that can be deceiving. Try to sole your putter flat, right? It's important to sole your putter pretty flat because if it's toe up, the lines and stuff will point a little bit differently. It'll look odd. Even how much loft you see on the putter, like whether the shaft is leaning forward or back, can affect how you aim it. Find a putter that you can aim, and then what do they do? What do they do from there?
Yeah, I think, you know, you can
put your eyes in the right place.
I think using a mirror makes that, you know, very repeatable. It doesn't mean you see your eyes in the mirror.
Right.
So for some people, you're not going to see your eyes in the mirror. You
want to probably be inside the ball some.
That's exactly right. But I like a lot of the mirrors because you can line the direction of the putt to the hole, and then it has the cross line to help you aim that face, right? And I think that's going to help you get that putter face in a good position. And I think you nailed it, though, like making sure the putter, and especially like just the length of the putter. I see so many people whose toes are in the air or heels off the ground because the putter's either too long or too short for that player.
Yeah.
Well, now the rest of your stroke is just a compensation for how it started.
Most people's putters are too long.
Absolutely. And especially it's off season time now here. I got so many juniors coming in out every day. Like, you know, they're using a putter that grandpa gave them, you know, and it's
35, 36
it's
inches.
So long, and they're gripping on the metal, you know, and the toes straight up in the air, and the butt of the club is going through their legs. Right. And you just do the best you can with that player in that situation. But I love that. I love even, you know, just a 2x4 block, and even just seeing square, you know, to your point, I see a lot of people who have that handle leaning backwards at address and they don't even know it.
Yep.
And so obviously that's going to change where the face is looking. So
right.
getting that face to be square up against a block, I don't think is a bad thing either.
Yeah. So Jason, what do you think about lie angle balanced putters?
Ooh.
Right. Not just one company has them anymore. A lot of people have them.
Everyone's on
it. I'll tell you what I know to be a fact in a bit, but
yeah. I've never putted with one, like more than just like testing it out because somebody had one.
Yep.
I think more than anything, if you can putt well with it, fantastic. Guy I know, Aaron Cockrell, he's on the DP World Tour, swears by it. He's like, this is what helped me get the next stage. Was it just the confidence of getting a new putter, and then confidence breeds confidence, and then he's sort of like holding everything? Fantastic. If that's what you need in changing your putter, great.
Yep.
I personally need to feel some mass into the head so I can feel like I closed it, which is allowing me to neutralize some of my path problems. Right, like before it was yep. like I would like you know, let's think of an over the topper. If your face stays open as you're coming down from the top, you have to pull across it. Yeah. Right. Well,
yeah.
If I can't feel like I've got a little bit of mass to that club, well, I can't feel like I close it. Right. And then my path goes left, I swipe across it.
Yeah, and that feels a little bit important, but it's also very, very, very small. So what I would say is fact, and I've talked with physicists and some other people about this plenty, the forces and torques from a toe hang putter are so minuscule that just lifting the putter in the air, meaning the friction that your hands need to apply to the grip to lift the putter in the air, are plenty enough to overcome it. People act like, oh, when I swing a toe hang putter back, technically it would close, right? And then when I swing it forward, it flops open. Well, yeah, but just holding onto the putter stops that from happening.
Yeah.
Just holding onto the putter does it, right? The lightest grip, so it just doesn't fall out of your hands and slip onto the ground, is plenty enough to overcome that. And you barely feel it in your hands. You feel a little bit, Jason. Some of it's psychosomatic. You think you feel it. Some of it is just, it's so small.
Right.
Like Tiger talks about how he wants to feel the toe go and stuff, but he has to because, again, he aims to the right. This sounds like we're telling you to aim to the right. We're not, right? He had a lot of time to practice golf. You do not, okay? If it's your job, sure. But that's my take on that. Let's wrap it up, right? Get your eyes in the right place. Find a putter that you can aim. And then from there, if you can do those things, you should have a good stroke.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when you go to a sporting goods store, don't just buy the putter that you made the first putt on. Spend a little bit of time, you know, really going through and seeing which the ones you can aim, just like you said, Eric.
Yep. And then obviously after that, then go practice green reading and pace control, because that's what's going to help lower your scores. If you can get the ball generally around the hole, because if you don't read the greens well, but even if your pace control is great, you might, you know, miss 4 feet, 5 feet to the wrong side.
That'll be a whole other topic where the weight of the putter and the distribution of that weight can really influence your distance control.
Absolutely. For sure.
It's too much for right now.
Yep. So. Awesome. Thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe and share with your buddies.
And you can always find us on all social medias at The Spin Axis and then online at thespinaxis.com.
Roll 'em and hole 'em.